Good morning. So there's a fascinating shaila that is discussed by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal regarding a question that arises in Hilchus Kiddush. And the question is as follows. You have a person who wants to go to the old age home to make Kiddush on behalf of the elderly people there. He wants to make Kiddush for them. However, the old age home is quite a distance from his home. So he wants to go ahead, make Kiddush for them, but not be Mekabel Shabbos for himself. It will still be Chol for him, it will still be Friday, and subsequent to the Kiddush, he's going to be able to drive home. Is this a valid recitation of Kiddush or not? Can he make Kiddush for them, and it's going to be Shabbos for them, it's going to be a Kiyum Mitzvah of Kiddush for them. However, for him, it's still going to be Friday afternoon. He's not going to be Mekabel Shabbos yet, he's not going to be reciting Kiddush for himself. Is this a valid recitation of Kiddush or not? This is the question that Rav Shlomo Zalman poses, and he says that Rabbi Akiva Eiger has this very suffix, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains why, in fact, it should be a valid Kiddush, and why, perhaps, it should not be a valid Kiddush. And he says as follows. The Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tes, tells us the basic rule when it comes to performing a mitzvah that is a recitation and that is being done to be moitzi acherim, to be moitzi others. And the rule is that if you're a mechuyev bedover, if you're a bar chiyuva, then you can be moitzi acherim. In other words, there's a concept of arvos, which means that I have the right to help others fulfill their mitzvah, even if I'm not fulfilling it myself, such as by the mitzvah of kiddush. Even if I already was mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush earlier, nevertheless, I can come home and make Kiddush for my family, be moitzi them in Kiddush, even though I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush for myself right now. I already was mekayim it earlier. Nevertheless, I could do so. However, there's a very important qualification, and that is that you could only be moitzi acherim in a particular mitzvah if you're a bar chiyuva. If you are someone who's mechuyev in this mitzvah, you happen to have already been mekayim the mitzvah yourself, but you have to be a bar chiyuva. If you are not a bar chiyuva, you can't be moitzi others in this mitzvah. That's the rule. And the question, therefore, is as follows. If a person is not being Mekabel Shabbos yet, is he considered a Bar Chiyuva with respect to the mitzvah of Kiddush? If right now I plan on driving back after my Kiddush, and I don't plan on being Mekabel Shabbos with my Kiddush, I want this to be a Kiddush and a Kabbal Shabbos for the people who are listening to the Kiddush. Am I a Bar Chiyuva with respect to the mitzvah of Kiddush when I recite Kiddush, and therefore I could be moitzi others in the midst of Kiddush? Or do we say that I'm not a bar chiyuva? Because for me, it's not Shabbos. Only for someone who is observing Shabbos has incumbent on him the mitzvah of Kiddush. But if it's not Shabbos for me, I'm not a bar chiyuva regarding the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's the question. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, perhaps we should be poshut the shaila from a Yerushalmi that Tosfos and Yevamos daf Yud Dalet brings down. Tosfos and Yevamos brings down a Yerushalmi who says that we know that there are 2 days that people observe the day of Purim. Number one, Yudalit Adar, and number two, Tesvav Adar. So Yudalit is for people who live in cities that didn't have a wall, B'mayis Yeshua Benun. And on the 15th, you have people, Leni and the Megillah, who in fact reside in a city that had walls in the days of Yeshua Benun. Can a person who observes Purim on day 14 be mekayim the mitzvah for other people and laying the Megillah on behalf of people who are observing Purim on day 15 or not? If for me, it's not Purim right now. I observe on 14. And it's now the day of 15 of it's the 15th of Adar, and I want to be moitzi people who are in a city that observes Purim on day 15. Can I be moitzi them in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah or not? Says the Yerushalmi, you cannot. You cannot because right now you're not a bar chiyuva. Today it's not Purim for you, and therefore you have no right to be mekayim the mitzvah on their behalf. You can't be moitzi them in the Mikra Megillah because for you, you're not a bar chiyuva right now. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, perhaps we should say the same thing over here. Since I have not been mekabel Shabbos for myself, perhaps for me it's not considered the day of Shabbos right now, and I'm not a bar chiyuva with respect to the mitzvah of Kiddush, therefore, perhaps I can't be moitzi others in the mitzvah of Kiddush. However, says Kivegar, perhaps in our Shaila it's better, because since at any given moment I could decide to be Mekabel Shabbos on myself, perhaps that itself gives me a status of being a Bar Chiyuva, since I could immediately decide to be Mekabel Shabbos. Since I could be Mekabel Shabbos as soon as I want, therefore, perhaps I am considered a Bar Chiyuva, and I could be Moitzi others in the mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's the Sofik of Bekevega. Maybe it's like the Yerushalmi, and you can't be Moitzi others, because you're not a Bar Chiyuva, or do we say that no? Since when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush, I could be Mekabel Shabbos right away, so it renders me a Bar Chiyuva. Says Bekeveger, Sarachi in Ladino. It's a Sofik, and I'm not sure how to paskin halacha lemais. That's Bekeveger. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman brings down from the Imre Bino, who says that perhaps we should apply this suffix to a different case as well. Perhaps if you have a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Chutz Laretz. He's in Chutz Laretz, and we know that in Chutz Laretz we observe 2 days of Yom Tov. Bnei Eretz Yisrael only observe 1 day of Yom Tov. Can a Ben Eretz Yisrael go ahead and make Kiddush for a Ben Chutz Laretz on Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Laretz? Do we say that he's not a Bar Chiyuva? Because for him, it's not Yom Tov today. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He only keeps 1 day of Yom Tov. So on the second day of Yom Tov, he can't make Kiddush for a Ben Chutz Laretz because today it's not Yom Tov for him, and therefore he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Or, says the Imre Bina, perhaps we should say that no, since I could become a Ben Chutz Laretz by deciding right now to permanently move to the present location, perhaps I am considered a Bar Chiyuva. And that's taka how the Imre Bino is inclined to rule, that perhaps we should say that you are considered a Bar Chiyuva, even though you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, because you could decide at any moment to become a Ben Chutz Laretz by deciding to be Koyveh Yermokim as a resident in Chutz Laretz. However, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, not so fast. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, not so fast. Even according to the Sofik of Kiveger, in the Imre Bina's case, it's worse. Why? Because when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos, it's not just that I could be Mekabel Shabbos as soon as I want, and I could make the mitzvah of Kiddush incumbent on me at any given moment, but rather it goes a step further. It's a mitzvah to be Mekabel Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah to go ahead and be Mekabel Shabbos early, and as such, perhaps the fact that I'm supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos gives me the status of being a Bar Chiyuva, and as such, I could be mighty others in the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though I personally am not being Mekabel Shabbos right now. Masha'enkin, when it comes to the Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, being mighty a Ben Chutz Laretz in Kiddush and Yom Tov Sheni, there's no mitzvah for him to become a Ben Chutz Laretz. And therefore, perhaps over there, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, there is no such idea of becoming a Bar Chiyuva just because it's possible theoretically for you to become a Bar Chiyuva today. At any rate, Reb Shlomo Zalman paskins that even though l'chatchila a person should be machmer and shouldn't be might see others in Kiddush if it's not Shabbos for him, nevertheless, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, b'shas hatchak you could be mekel. If it's an extenuating circumstance, you could be mekel. L'chatchila you should be machmer, and you shouldn't be koveya this as your regular minhag. You shouldn't have this as your usual practice, but b'shas hatchak there certainly is a welcome to be mekel. I once heard from a friend, and he brought down from some of the Mefarshim, that perhaps there's a very yesodistic explanation for these two tzedadim. And he brought down a yesodistic machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush is. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? The Ramban and the Bali Tosfos hold that the mitzvah of Kiddush is pshutoi kemashmoi, as the name sounds like, to be mekadesh the Shabbos, to actually impart a Kiddush, a Kedusha, on the day of Shabbos. And even though it inherently is Kaddish even without your Amira, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to bestow Kedusha on Shabbos and to add to its inherent Kedusha, as we find by the mitzvah of Bechor. When you have a bechor, so let's say a person has an animal and the animal gives birth to a bechor, so it's kadosh mileda. It has automatic kedusha inherent in its birth, and nevertheless, there's a mitzvah incumbent on the Bailim. The owner is supposed to go ahead and verbally declare a Kedusha, which adds to its inherent sanctity. Says the Ramban, says the Balei Tosis, that's the idea behind the mitzvah of Kiddush as well. Even though the day itself has inherent Kedusha, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to go add to the sanctity by verbally accepting upon yourself Kedusha Shabbos. However, the Rambam is not mashma like that. The Rambam is mashma. The mitzvah is not to add Kedusha to Shabbos. The mitzvah is to talk about Shabbos bezichrein dvorim, to praise Shabbos by saying words that pertain to Kedusha Shabbos. But it's not like you're actually being mekabel Shabbos by adding Kedusha to the day of Shabbos. The mitzvah is to have a zichrein dvorim, to discuss and to praise the sanctity of Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, you're not actually having any inherent impact on Kedusha Shabbos by the words of Kiddush that you recite on Friday night. So the explanation is that perhaps if you hold that the mitzvah is to actually be mekadesh the Shabbos, to actually add Kedusha to Shabbos, then perhaps it's only possible if in fact it's Shabbos for you. If you were in fact adding Kedusha Shabbos, you have to be holding by observing the day of Shabbos. And if you're not observing the day of Shabbos yet, you can't add to Kedusha Shabbos. However, if the mitzvah is merely to talk about Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush is not to be mekadesh Shabbos, but to discuss the praise and the Kedusha of Shabbos, so that perhaps that could be done, even if it's not actually Shabbos yet. Even if you're not actually observing Shabbos yet, perhaps you could still be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush by talking about the tremendous mitzvah of Shabbos. But akoponim, this is the fascinating discussion that is discussed by Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Zechut Tzadik, the Kodesh Devarach.